Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression by arming rebels in Yemen with missiles. One of those missiles was intercepted on its way to Saudi Arabia's capital Riyadh on Saturday. After that, Saudi Arabia jailed many members of the Saudi royal family. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is also accusing Lebanon of declaring war against it because of aggression by the Iran-backed Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah. We're joined by Aaron David Miller, Middle East Program Director at the Wilson Center. Aaron David Miller, welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here.
And with all of these pieces of news coming from the region, is this at its core about Iran versus Saudi Arabia?
It is on the external side. There's no question about it. These three pieces that we've seen, the purges, confrontation and tension between Yemen and Saudi Arabia, and most recently Saudi pressure on Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri to resign, are all part of a broader regional struggle for influence control between Tehran and Riyadh. But there's a subtext to this that is critically important, and that is the ascent of Mohammed bin Salman, known as MBS, youngest son of the current king of Saudi Arabia, who has mounted what is tantamount to an extraordinary bid for absolute power in Saudi Arabia in a way that is quite extraordinary with respect to how other Middle Eastern leaders have behaved, and certainly by Saudi standards. This young man, if Saudi Arabia survives, could well be king of the kingdom for 50 years. That's an extraordinary fact and gives him a fair amount of time and space hopefully, to grow into his role.
And President Trump weighed in on Saudi Arabia's King Salman and the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, for the purge of the princes and top officials who were arrested and detained over the weekend. The president tweeted, "I have great confidence in King Salman and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. They know exactly what they're doing. Some of those they are harshly treating have been milking their country for years." What do you make of the U.S. response there?
Well, what I make is that perhaps the most significant achievement of MBS and his father, King Salman, has been to cast a spell over the Trump administration, an administration that is banking heavily on Saudi Arabia, not only to engage with it in an effort to contain and roll back Iran, but perhaps even to deliver on what may well be the undeliverable, which is the president's notion of an ultimate deal between Israelis and Palestinians. I mean, forget the fact that enabling authoritarians is to the advantage of the United States, which it clearly isn't. This president has invested heavily in a young man whose conduct abroad in Yemen, in Qatar, and now I suspect in Lebanon, is only going to increase, it seems to me, tensions, and in some respects, we are far too closely associated with him and his policies.
Well, what are the risks to the U.S. of being so closely associated there?
Well, first of all, you've got the disastrous and protracted war in Yemen, which has now gone on for several years, a country that was already a failing state, if not failed state. Terrible outbreak of cholera, significant famine and hunger, and a tremendous amount of civilian casualties caused by Saudi airstrikes, which we are enabling both with respect to our intelligence assets and to refueling and strategy. The campaign against Qatar has divided the Gulf Cooperation Council and, frankly, isn't working. And the president has weighed in on that one, reflecting, I suspect, unlike Secretary of State Tillerson, doesn't appear to have much influence with the president's own bias in favor of Saudi Arabia. There hasn't been much comment on Lebanon, but the Saudis are playing with fire. I have no brief here for Iran or Hezbollah, but the reality is the Saudis are unable to protect the Lebanese from the tensions and crisis that could develop as a consequence of pressure on the Lebanese prime minister to step aside.
One more thing I want to ask you about. While all this is going on between Iran and Saudi Arabia, there's also been news out of Iraq where the Iraqi government and the Kurds have been fighting over territory. The Kurds want independence. Is that connected in any way to what's going on?
You know, I think the Saudis are sensible enough to recognize that getting involved in a major proxy war in Iraq is beyond their capacity to influence. No, this is a consequence of the anomalies and contradictions of Iraqi politics, which ultimately is going to affect our notion of a unified, cohesive, and sectarian co-opted Iraq. It's a problem for us as well.
That's Aaron David Miller, a Middle East program director at the Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. Aaron David Miller, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.